sauce.
No, you don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sauce.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
God damn
and
it.
James does not know how
I don't.
To floss.
I super don't.
Nope.
I have never known.
I can floss real good, you guys.
I will,
and I'm going to be like 40 in a month, so...
So you still got all them teeth.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. Flossing.
Based on where the flossing happens, that makes me nervous.
What?
When you do
when,
the floss,
do the,
it's like
the,
a...
The dance floss. You're
it's a down low thing.
God,
I don't know how to fucking floss. I know. I can't quarter circle.
Dry your butthole.
No,
that's not even what it's like though. Like James is trying to do the dance move, the floss.
What is that?
But it looks like let me get up and show you.
Okay,
this is great radio, you guys.
Visual jokes on an audio podcast. TM Becky Schmidt.
That thing is called flossing.
Yep.
Yep.
That's nowhere near your mouth.
That's what I'm saying about teeth.
I'm very confused right now.
So am I.
I think he's saying I have vagina teeth.
Vagina dentata?
Yeah.
No, just the regular kind.
Oh my god.
All right.
What the hell? What is wrong with you, James?
Do you want the list?
I know.
Somebody, what are we drinking? I need a drink.
Some of this fancy Irish beer from your fridge that you picked up at the corner store. Well, because Salsa had just taken a trip to Ireland, and then there were beers in the fridge that said they were craft brewed in Ireland, and I was like, maybe he picked these up from Ireland. And I was real nervous about, like, plucking one out of the fridge, and he was like, just fucking drink it. It's from the corner. All right.
Yeah, all right. I have gifts for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, what are we drinking?
Jesus. O'Hara's Irish Stout.
There we go.
I am not. I'm having a Dr. Tiki.
Full Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
I'm sorry I didn't say it. I was busy drinking this O'Hara's Irish Stout.
A full-bodied, luxuriously smooth stout with a discernible roast bite.
Roast bite is my new Led Zeppelin cover band.
All right. So, I'm going to break a huge rule of podcasting and give us all food.
Ooh.
Here's the thing. So, have you seen... So, Popeyes has new chicken sandwiches.
New chicken sandwiches!
And there's all of these things going around about which is better, Popeyes or Chick-fil-A. There's, like, one meme that's like, the sandwich that isn't trying to fund people to destroy my gay friends. Like,
I mean,
that's the sandwich that's better.
I feel like, that's going to make it a lot more delicious.
Yeah. So, I got us all some.
Whoa.
So that we can at least
like
take a bite. Yeah.
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 It's a real fucking sandwich.
These are not fucking around. But I got us all sandwiches so that we can take a bite.
Against homophobia.
Yeah, part one to try them, but part two to help stamp out homophobia.
Take a bite out of hate crime.
Ooh.
I like it.
All right, so what do we got? We got chicken, clearly.
Yeah.
You've got the spicy chicken.
Yeah, we've got spicy chicken.
Spicy. Okay, so
we've got
it looks like a spicy mustard. That's a big fucking...
Yeah.
That's not like...
Yeah.
That's a chunk.
This is like a chunk of chicken... Yeah.
Fuck, it smells so good.
This isn't like a chicken patty that you get at McDonald's. It's
no.
like a real piece of chicken.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, all right, here we go.
Oh my god, this is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like a quality.
A quality tastes so good.
I'm sure our listeners understood all of that.
They might.
Some of them might be dentists or vagina dentists.
Wait a minute. I see what you did there.
I almost wish it had like lettuce and tomato.
Yeah, like a little bit of lettuce would be real good.
Because there's no vegetables in here at all.
Nope.
It's just sauce and chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which makes me a little sad.
No real pretense about what's in here.
Mm-hmm. But I've been doing research on. So I'm going to back up just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The bisexual unicorn and other mythological creatures.
Woo.
My lead, Brian Watson Jones, did different like segments in between each act.
Yep.
And one of the segments, he was talking about how hard it is to be an ally nowadays.
Hmm.
It's like, you know, back in the day, all you had to do is say that, you know, maybe black people shouldn't be owned, and suddenly you're a revolutionary. But now you have to work at it. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, not just say things, but follow through on them and have action that's supportive and look up which pasta is anti-Semitic and yet things like that. And it was very funny. So I've done some looking up into various things.
Mm-hmm.
Which
pasta is anti-Semitic?
I have no idea. I didn't look that one up.
Betting it's Barilla.
I'm betting it is Barilla.
Fucking.
Mm.
All right.
I did a little bit of research into my fast food stuffs because fast food. McDonald's and Taco Bell, you guys.
And Wendy's.
Yeah, not so good.
Mm-hmm.
But Popeyes.
Woo!
Popeyes is, as far as we know, free and clear. So, eat Popeyes for quality.
Yeah.
Also, and for quality. Because Popeyes is delicious.
It's foreign. Mm,
wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
So, yeah?
Just James.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what have you been up to, Salsa?
Oh, you know, fest.
I don't understand.
The fuck you say?
I know, right? Yeah, it was another weekend. It was still another state fair, still going on weekend. So, you know, crowds were lighter than, you know, we'd like.
Yeah.
Little lighter than last year. My numbers, but. My shows are going pretty well. Everything's running pretty smoothly. I think I've got my schedule pretty smooth. I'm pretty happy with everything.
Because I'm pretty sure I know the answer, and I think it's yes, but you've added something to your repertoire.
No. No, it's the same show as last year.
Not for, like, the public show.
Oh. But, like, for Feast and Specialty?
I thought so.
No, it's the same thing as last year.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
No, the same thing he added last year is still on.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I had forgotten exactly when you added that, so.
No, that was last year. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, no, this last year was less about adding and changing and more just getting the show solid and
fine-tuning
polished
and
exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's a pretty lean, mean machine right now, and it, you know, it's got a... Some good jokes, you know, some good stunts in there. Everything flows pretty smooth, I think. The only really major change this year is I have a microphone now.
Holy shit.
So
that's nice.
So my stage shows, yeah, I don't have to yell at my stage shows and people can hear me just fine. But it also means, like, when I take my shirt off to do the bed of deck screws, like, I've got to figure out, like, I've got... The mic pack is in my pouch.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Under my shirt. And so I've got to get I've got to get my belt off and get the mic pack from the belt to, like, clipped to my pants while I'm taking off the leather belt at the same time. And, like, so I'm kind of juggling the belt and the mic pack and everything at the same time. And then I've got to get the microphone itself clipped from my shirt onto my necklace so I can take my shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like... in reverse when I'm done with that stunt. And so there's a little bit of, like, trying to get that smooth right now. But other than that...
Can you just clip it to your necklace from the get-go?
No, because then my shirt covers it for most of the show.
Ah,
yeah,
that's annoying.
Yeah.
Even if the sound quality was good, it would just give you, like, a...
Yeah, it'd be like a fabric noise.
This would be the... You wouldn't be able to do this, I'm assuming, because of the swallowing stuff. But a collar... Get yourself a little mic collar.
Yeah. No, it's a, and like I can't leave the mic pack just on my pants because of the way my belt sits.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's under my shirt, it has to come out the bottom of my shirt. And so, like, when I take my belt pack off, it's, like, between... Like, the belt pack goes through the loop, so I gotta get the belt out from the loop of the cord, and it's just... It's,
were it me...
Mess, yeah.
I would...
But it's not. So...
Leave the belt on. I guess for the trick, you can't.
I can't.
Or the stunt, pardon me.
I can't.
You can't. Okay,
I'm laying down on a bed of fucking deck screws.
There is that.
Yeah. So, the whole thing has to come off, so... It's like I said, that's the only thing. Like, I've got it figured out.
Okay.
But it's still, like, the one portion kind of the show where I'm like, this is clunky and I'm not happy.
Sort of push me, pull you.
I get that.
So, other than that, yeah, I mean, like I said, just everything off-season, like, with contracts was smooth, everything with getting my stage set up was smooth, everything with getting my schedule figured out was smooth.
Nice.
Like, I just kind of hit the ground running, and once we get, you know, bigger crowds out there, it'll be really fantastic. But, and my mornings, you know, I'm still outside the front gate, you know, giving Taffy a hard time, which is the high point of my day.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good.
I love that man.
I tolerate that man.
He's all right.
Yeah.
I do miss our meetings, though.
I would see why.
I our other coworker told me she misses our meetings too.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the office chair burned down.
It's jury rigged in there right now, so it functions more or less.
But did it actually burn? Like,
no, it didn't. It just broke.
Okay. I told her, I'm like, I left the office to you. I bequeathed that office to you. So if I leave and everything falls apart, this is on you. She's like, I can't do it. I can't handle the pressure. It was delightful. Anyway.
Neither could that chair, apparently.
For listeners who might not remember from like a fucking year ago, we have a little smokers area that we call the office.
Mm-hmm. And we do paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sometimes we have to co-sign documents.
Mm-hmm. Rolls and rolls of paperwork.
If there's only a little bit of paperwork.
Ooh, yeah.
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 Or, you know, you might need to borrow somebody's pen or whatever. There's a whole thing.
It's a thing, yeah.
But yeah, I do miss office time.
So, yeah,
over by the water cooler, the literal water cooler. Mm. Yeah.
What about you guys?
I did a thing.
What did you do?
That I can talk about while you eat and you know.
Yeah, like
your thoughts.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I really don't have much. I had a wonderful weekend.
Good.
Good stuff, but there weren't any like super highlights. And then yeah, work's been work and things have been things. So I did have a thing. Okay. Well you
well
go.
All right. Oh, you go. Oh all right. Kyle and I did a real dumb fucking thing. Which
and
I know, right?
Dumber than usual, or at least dumb in a different way.
Okay.
We did a show with less than a week's planning. Because somebody somewhere thought that we should have a Game of Thrones banquet event.
Oh, yeah.
And we were offered good money for a 2-hour show. Now, admittedly, that turned into a 2.5-hour show. But we were still offered good money. And we managed to drag a bunch of people into it. The Morning Wood provided light entertainment music in the background.
Okay.
It was a Game of Thrones themed thing, so we came up with some Game of Thrones themed games.
So, what I heard was this was a Red Wedding theme.
Well, they called it
kind of the
Red Event.
Roast.
The Red Roast.
Yeah.
Yep. They called it the Red Roast.
Right.
Because we, basically, we were sitting around the campground going, so they're doing a Red Wedding thing?
Mm.
And somebody looked at me and was like, well, they hired you to do it, right? And I was like, no, nobody talked to me. And they were like, so you're saying that the one fucking person on here who literally stabs themselves with a sword was not hired to do the Red Wedding?
That's hilarious.
But accurate.
you didn't it think was, about him, did you?
No, I did. As a matter of fact, we asked about him, but his shows would not have allowed him to be there.
Did you ask him?
No. But so, we asked about him.
You asked his secretary.
I was going to be in that tent anyway.
Oh, gotcha.
Because I usually do the event that was booted because that event was happening.
Well, then I have no fucking idea what happened, but we suggested you.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. It obviously, I don't care that much. It was just funny. It was like, yeah, I'm usually in that tent in that time spot anyway, but it was canceled because they're doing this other thing.
Yeah.
So I guess I won't.
Well... your name came up, so I'm not sure what happened, except that, like, there was a lot of everything that had to happen in 4 days, essentially, because we met Monday night.
And that right there is the big problem.
Yeah. Like I said, a different kind of stupid than usual.
Because they threw that shit together in 4 days, instead of, I don't know, thinking about it.
Yeah. So, well, but then the problem that I would have had is that they would have hired real hosts. Which maybe would have been better for the patrons, but they got us.
So, did you kill everybody at the end? Spoilers.
Not with jokes, but we got light laughter. Actually... That- We got great laughter from some of the guests that we helped to provide. Because we had a game show, and Seamus the Insulter was one of the panelists.
Oh.
And every answer was penis. Well, except for the ones that weren't, and those were the ones that you kind of wished were penis instead of what they were. So it was...
Okay.
There was a lot, and he got the crowd, like, good and rowdy and bawdy. Nice. It was fucking fantastic to watch.
Awesome. Well, yeah.
The man knows his business, yeah.
Yeah, he's super pro.
Right, yeah. So we had him, the Royal Navy, and the King and Queen in there as panelists. And then we also had Vilten.
I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a single round of vilification tennis, which is the only time it's going to be out at Fest.
Who played?
This year. Yeah. It was Eric Knight, the concierge. It was Mike Puka, Spencer Quattro, or Apple, and then myself. So the four of us played Vilten.
Nice.
Did Tim come to judge?
He did.
Neat.
Yeah.
How did he find room in his schedule? How did they decide that Tim had room in his schedule?
I don't fucking
but
know.
But Salsa didn't have room in his schedule. What the shit?
I don't know, but Spencer arrived, like, from his other show, letting out. He ran from that stage. Is it the bakery stage?
Bakery, yeah. Yep.
Over to the event tent. And then we went directly into Bill.
Oh, my God.
So we did that. We did a couple of other things. We had the bird guy come in.
Yeah.
He showed people, like, a live falcon, which was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Falcon?
I got to watch a little bit of his show on Sunday because I was... not doing another show because it got canceled for some reason. And he was over on the bear stage, and I got to watch, like, 10 minutes of it. And he had, like, a peregrine falcon flying around.
That same one.
Like, swooping.
Yeah.
And he had the meat on a stick that he was swinging in the air and making the bird swoop down. And then he pulled out a fucking Andean condor, which is as big as a child.
Yes.
And running around. Like, holy shit, big birds. And
yeah.
And then a fucking turkey vulture. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's some cool shit.
His owl flew into one of the shops over the weekend. It was the Blonde Swan, where they have all the feathers.
Oh my.
Which amuses me, but they also love that fucking bird. So, like, fair. If it was going to find a shop to dive into, that's the one.
I feel like that's a very Harry Potter-y shop, and an owl just fits.
Right.
Yeah. Some patrons were like, oh, is this part of the show?
Well, and they have all those feathers, so it was birds of a feather flocking together.
Anyway. Yeah. No, and they served them dinner and shit, came up with party games for them. So it was fun, but extremely stupid. And we found out 2 days after starting the planning that they had sold out the 170 plus seats.
Jesus Christ.
So
cool.
Fuck, man. Fuck. Yeah.
Yep.
What about you, Jenna?
I was going to talk about something not Renaissance Festival related. Okay. Last Thursday, I went to see Murder on the Mississippi.
Dun, dun, dun.
And yeah, it sold out, so you can't get tickets, so fuck you. But it was really good. But I think my favorite
was
part...
Was it as good as this chicken sandwich?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also chock full of equality.
Also, yes. I went with Joe, Jessa, and Joe's friend Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
I just now realized
There's a whole lot of names
start with J. Yep. Fuck me.
Caught that.
Okay, so J team went.
Two J-E's, two J-O's.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Although Joe and I have the same initials.
Hmm.
Yeah, right? Anyway, and then
what's Jonah's last name? I mean, don't say it on the podcast, but does it start with an O?
No, it starts with an R.
Jonah Jameson.
But that would have been funny.
Ooh, wants pictures of Spider-Man. Nice. All right.
Anyway, so we went to Murder Boat, and like, I'm never quite sure. Like, there are certain events that I'm like, I think Joe's gonna like this, and certain events where I'm like, this may or may not be his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to talk him in to Murder Boat. And I was like, okay, so basically it's drinking on a boat and there's a show happening around you and you can choose how much you do or don't want to participate in the show. And we got there and there was drinking on a boat and he was like, oh yeah, no, this is drinking on a boat and there's a show happening around me. And I can choose how much I do or don't want to participate. And it was like...
Almost
yes,
like,
honey.
Yeah.
But Jess and I have established that when we go to Murder Boat, she and I will make sure to catch different things.
Oh,
and like meet up from time to time. She is there to solve that fucking mystery.
That's rad.
I'm there to drink and maybe also solve a mystery. while on a boat.
Yeah. My first year out there, I wanted to see everything as much as possible. My second year out there, it was like, look at the beautiful scenery. Look at that sunset.
But yeah, so I basically hung out with Joe and Jonah. And scenes would happen near us, and I would pay attention. I didn't really go to seek out a lot of scenes.
Sure.
But we stayed on the middle level, so scenes just happened around us all the time. And then Jessa was running around all over the place, but there was one moment very specifically where I was talking to Duck, who directed Murder on the Mississippi this year. And I think several years past.
Yeah.
But specifically this year. And, you know, I was talking with him a little bit about the setup and what they had done this year and things like that. And then Jessa comes up to me. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's compare. And we're talking through, like, what scenes did you see? What hints got dropped? Who had what motivation, who has the ability, who has this, that, and the other thing. And, like, so we're having this conversation in front of Duck. Right.
Who knows everything?
Well, he knows everything, but he's also, like, because he is such a goddamn professional,
yeah,
he's paying attention. Because mm-hmm. he wants to know how this show is happening.
Right.
If there's feedback he can give to the writers.
Oh, yeah.
If there's stuff Absolutely. He could do better as a director. Mm-hmm. Like, that's... So... But he also knows the answers, so it's like that two-tier amusement.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm like, okay, so, like, I think this person's capable, but I don't know about their motive yet. Like, I know there's this incident that happened, but I don't know if that was her or if it was this other thing, like, whatever. And then, and I was like, we don't have enough information on the crew specific, and like, you know, Jess was like, yeah, I've been trying to like catch something with the Stewart, and that's just not happening. I'm like, yeah, and that mechanic is shady as fuck. Like, I just never see him interacting, ever. And that concerns me.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, because that just seems suspicious. Number two, because if I was going to write a show like this, it would be the one that doesn't talk. Like, you know, just things like that. Which is fascinating when you do theater and you're, like, looking at all of these different elements and you're trying to figure it out on two separate levels, what's going on and where you're headed towards.
You're playing the meta game as well as...
Exactly. But, yeah, so we had this entire conversation in front of Duck, and then Jess is like, okay, I'm going to go downstairs. And, like, she scampers off. And I turned to Doc and I was like, you enjoyed every moment of that, didn't you? He's like, oh my God, that was so much fun. So, yeah. I did, by the end of the evening, figure out who did it, why, and what method, although not the actual...
High five.
Weapon specific, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin it in case any of our listeners are going... It was the candlestick.
In the bedroom.
Yes.
All right. No, that was our date.
Oh. But there was, and at the very end, they revealed like the weapon specific, and Jessa was like, I overheard that conversation and I didn't connect it, and that is bothersome. I'm like, oh God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, they talked about that and I didn't. I'm like, I okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a delightful time. And then the rest of the time, I just hung out with Joe and Jonah, and we bullshitted and smoked and looked at scenery and drank. So it was a lovely time.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a tremendous time.
Mm-hmm. I, too, went to the theater.
Ooh.
My wife and I went to her teacher appreciation thing for this teacher program that she's a part of. We went to... the Guthrie, and Ooh. before the show at the Guthrie, we were at the Mill, and had a catered dinner, which was amazing. So we had this.
I'm jealous. Yeah,
we had this great dinner at the Flour Mill,
mm-hmm.
And then we went and watched Guys and Dolls at the Guthrie.
Aww.
Nice, wow.
The woman who played Adelaide. Fucking stole the show.
I could see
she
that
was funny as
that.
Shit.
Yeah,
she was so goddamn funny. Like, obviously, she has some of the best lines in the film too. But her physical comedy was just spot on.
Oh, good.
She made some choices in the second act that I felt were a little too over the top.
Hmm.
That just kind of went too far.
Okay.
But beyond that, like the first act especially, she was just solid. And
that's a director thing too.
Also, yeah.
Right.
But the guy who played Nathan Detroit, we've seen previously, he played Bacchus in Metamorphosis when we saw that at the Guthrie a little bit ago.
Okay.
He's this short, bald black man who played the god of wine in Metamorphosis. And so he comes out as Nathan. And first off, I should say that they bumped Guys and Dolls up from Depression era to the 50s.
Oh.
Oh.
And so, like, all of the gangsters were, like, zoot suit wearing. And so, like, you got this short black zoot suit wearing Nathan Detroit with testify attitude. Mm. And it was amazing.
God,
it was amazing.
Oh.
Absolutely amazing. They, one decision that they made, which I feel like was funny for 1 second and then was just an annoyance, was they took, the policeman, whose name I'm blanking on right now, they put him in a bright yellow trench coat and fedora, and he was fucking Dick Tracy.
Okay.
Like, at one point, he actually, like, grabbed his wristwatch when he was calling back up.
Okay.
Like, it was very Dick Tracy, and it was just like... Again, for a moment, it was like, oh, I see what you did there. And then it was just annoying for the rest of the play, because it was just in this bright yellow trench coat and fedora. And it was... I thought it was a bad decision on the director's part, personally. But yeah, like I said, Nathan and Adelaide just absolutely made that show what it was. And of course, the rest of it was pretty good, too.
No. So. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
Very fun.
Yay!
I would recommend it, but it's over now.
Oh.
So, sorry.
Isn't it? Isn't it over?
I was thinking that, but I wasn't going to say it.
Ah.
All right.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, we should take a break.
I'm for it.
Let's take a break.
All right.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hen.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
In the middle of that, I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Fuck, man.
And I'm Salsa.
You sure?
And I'm James.
Are.
And I'm Jenna.
Nope. This is why I'm bad at improv.
And I'm James.
And Salsa is dead.
It's going to be all right, honey. All right.
Jesus, what did I say this weekend that just destroyed you?
Fuck. What?
I don't remember any either. But anyway.
It was at the bridge, and I remember.
Yeah, you had to have been there.
Yeah.
I fucking slayed her. It was good.
Oh, my God.
I think
God.
I was very happy. Heard about this, but that's okay.
Really?
I don't fucking remember what it was, but I think somebody told me.
I remember what it was.
Oh, wow.
Taffy was being grumpy, and he said something about being grumpy, and I was like, Taffy's not grumpy, he's colicky.
Yes!
Shit!
Fucking dropped
Jenna. Oh my God. It was so good.
Anyway. The look on his face.
Did anybody, like, pick him up and shake him gently, walk him around?
Give him
until he was feeling better?
Little back rub.
Little back rub.
Little pat on the
back. I sure as fuck would have.
I want to see that now. Or do I? I don't know. I don't know if that's a thing that I want in my life. Oh my God. Like, I know I couldn't do it.
Colicky.
I know, right?
That's good. I like it. You okay? Is that lung coming out?
I don't know. I've had this cough for like 6 weeks now. And I'm sure smoking is helping entirely.
Yeah.
It's all really the tar up, just kind of...
Yeah, opens up the lungs and really...
Together. I mean, they literally thought that.
Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
So terrifying now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Think about all the things our doctors tell us to do today.
Like sleep and exercise?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Clearly, that's just going to be the death of us all.
God.
James.
Mm. Holy shit, I almost got 8 hours of sleep last night and... Bryn thought I was on drugs this morning.
Get us out of this, whatever this is.
All right. So, I had a coworker for about 2 fucking weeks.
Oh, just the one, though.
I mean, I've had some other coworkers, but...
okay.
Also for the same duration, but
this
also
guy
before.
Was,
right.
Yeah, I used to, too. But yeah, no, he was hired 2 weeks ago, roughly, and then he just wasn't kind of catching up to speed. And in a job where you are working heavily with computers, and like his sole job was installing shit on computers, but he didn't know how to copy and paste without using the mouse.
Oh my God.
He couldn't double click or triple click to highlight things. He could only click and drag to highlight things. And like, this is the just sort of the tip of the iceberg, right. An indicator of the much larger gulf of misunderstanding. Like, super nice dude, and I was looking forward to working with him, but he just wasn't catching up. And the place where I work, like, we have interns, paid interns, that do fucking phenomenal work. And it was difficult to see him struggling, but I was like, you know what? I'll just, you know, help him out, like, one handy tip at a time, and, you know, we'll get him up to speed. And then I came into work today, and they were like, no, we had to let him go, because he was lagging behind. He wasn't doing...
Wasn't getting there.
Yeah. So, I felt, for some part of the morning, like, bad and responsible for not...
I knew you were going to do that, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Because that's who you are.
Because that's what you do. Yeah.
But by lunch, I was kind of like, okay, I mean, it makes sense. And it's my job to do the job that they hired me for and not to be this guy's sole source of instruction. And like, if he wasn't cut out for the job...
Right.
Which it sounds like he really wasn't.
I mean...
I have no idea. Like, maybe he would have been great at it given enough time, but that's also not my job to say.
Right.
And I don't know. I feel conflicted about it, and I'm interested in what you two think about that kind of situation in your own...
I have many thoughts.
I've got a few.
Lives.
How about you go first?
Huh. It's not your problem. I mean, I'll kind of sum it up that way. It and not to sound callous, but this is someone's life, and we interact with so many people's lives every single day, and they are not your problem. It's like, clearly, you know, it sounded like you did the right thing. You tried to give him a helping hand here and there, but I also think that whoever was supposed to be training this person, it's their job to
Were you supposed to be training this person?
No, we don't really have training staff for our department.
That sounds like a failing on the company's part, honestly, which is, again, not your problem.
Right.
It's,
I don't know. Like, okay, so there are certain things that you train for, right?
Right.
And then there are certain things that, like, certain skills or whatever that you're expected to come to the job
exactly.
with. Right. Like, if I say I'm proficient in Excel, you expect me to know how to use the sum function.
Right.
Like, at the very least. And it kind of sounds like this guy... hadn't even opened Excel before, right? You know, like,
he'd
just
seen
kind
it
of...
written down. He knew how to spell it.
He was very actually struggling with spreadsheets, so that's a little real. Yeah,
yeah. That's the.
It sounds like they shouldn't
metaphor,
have been there in the
but...
first place.
It seemed like he was dropped in the deep end. Yeah.
So I mean, I do a lot of training type stuff for my job. I do everything for my job. Let's be clear. Mm. I just, as my boss's boss said, this is Jenna. She does everything. Yeah. But I feel like there's a couple of things. Like, either you if you come in with the skills, or at least enough skills to be able to do the job, great. If you don't, and you can pick it up quickly, or talk with somebody about how you can gain those skills, to match the speed at which the company needs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also fine. This goes back and forth for me, because there, on the one hand, like, training is a thing, mm-hmm. right?
So, training is a thing.
And pardon me? That was disgusting.
These things happen.
That was exciting.
Oh, there might be more where that came from.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby.
Viscera.
Oh,
anyway.
but training is a thing. And then there's, you know, being able to work with the skills that somebody has. And mm-hmm. either you're able to work with that or not. If they don't have a lot of skills, you might be able to work with mm-hmm. the fact that they don't have a lot of skills and take that into account. But there's also the whole thing, like, there are some people you just can't fucking teach either. Mm-hmm. Like, some people don't pick up on things.
Yeah.
And that's also a thing. I will say, and the other thing that I had specific to this particular topic is that I am not a fast learner. I am a person that it takes me a while to learn something. Because, like, you know, they talk about how there are some people are visual learners, some people are audio learners, some people are doers, some people... I'm what they call a complete learner.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't get to, like, use all five senses, like, I just... It takes me longer.
Sure.
So, like, people will be like, well, read this document.
That's why you're always licking keyboards.
Yes.
It makes so much more sense.
Also,
now.
They're tasty.
Yeah, that's where the flavor is kept.
It builds up your immune system you wouldn't believe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's building up my immune system just thinking about it. Ugh.
But it's, like, there's a side angle to this, because I'm also a chick in the tech industry.
Mm.
And so, if you are female and not mm-hmm. learning as fast... That's an extra added layer.
Yeah.
Now you're not doing well
because you're a chick.
Because you're a chick. Or at least a subconscious devaluing of that possibility.
Yeah.
So what happens, and what we see a lot in the tech industry specific, or STEM industries, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
male-dominated industries, mm-hmm. is we will see... somebody not being given a woman not being given enough information to do the job because people don't think that, you know, on a subconscious level or sometimes just you're an asshole, don't think that you are capable of doing the job, so they dumb it down for you, and then you're not given all the information, so you can't actually excel at that.
Yeah.
Right. The women that tend to succeed in male-dominated fields are, frankly, annoying, because they're asking all of the questions mm-hmm. and they're pushing, and they're trying to get the information that is not as forthcoming to them as it might be for a male counterpart.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So that's what, like, when we're like, well, if they're just not picking up on it, it's like, okay, but what are all of the circumstances that are feeding into it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take all of those circumstances and still be like, nope, nope, that person's just not, nope, right?
Hmm.
But I feel like it's not just an either or, it's not a clear cut thing, that there's a lot of different mm-hmm. elements that can go into that. And actually, one more thing. I got on a feminist rant, you guys.
You did. It was pretty great.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
But as another part of that, that's one of the reasons why you'll see fewer and fewer women in male-dominated industries. It gets tiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets real fucking tiring. I'm doing ostensibly project management now, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm doing everything. But, like, I don't code anymore. I have a computer degree.
Mm-hmm,
I did development for several years. I don't code anymore. Mm-hmm. I can swap out different things in scripts or whatever. Like, I can visually be like, nope, that needs to go there. But I don't develop.
Hmm.
You know, I barely mm-hmm. replace variables, right?
Because you have to be bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah,
everything.
And it's just, I'm tired, man. Yeah. So tired.
Well, I had, speaking of interns and coworkers and things like that, the summer internship program just ended. And so two people who were in there doing like almighty work just left and went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, one of my coworkers was a young woman. And she mm-hmm. did, in support of what you're saying, like, she asked all the fucking questions.
Right.
And I don't know if... I mean, it's pretty likely that she received different treatment just because, like, even if I didn't notice it, I'm mm-hmm. fucking sure it happened. But I don't ask a lot of questions of my coworkers, usually, but... I ask if I feel like they might know, but more often than not, I just start Googling shit because I've just spent a bunch of time, you know, as a young nerd by myself doing that, where she may not have as much practice doing that or maybe concerned about getting the wrong answer.
And, there's concern about getting the wrong answer. There's also the sometimes you don't even have enough information to Google what it is that you need to Google.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, if you're not given enough information up front,
you don't know there is a thing that you need to Google in the first place.
Google, what is the answer to this? Like, how do I compute? Like,
well, and the trivia event that we both have attended in past has taught me a lot about Googling extraordinarily complex shit as a series of steps, which has helped massively IT. But I understand, like, that's not a common experience.
Right.
And also, like, fucking good on her for asking, but I'm sure... Like, if she felt for a moment like she was bothering me or something like that, there may have been times where she just didn't ask.
Right.
And needed to know something. I don't know. She was great to work with, and she did a fucking fantastic job.
The other level to that, though, is that if a guy asks a question, it's valid.
Hmm.
If a girl asks a question, it's because she's dumb.
Because she's an idiot.
Yeah. So, like, that's another thing that can play into that feedback as well.
Hmm.
So, also, you've wanted to say something.
Well, yeah, the thing that I picked up on immediately when you were telling your story is the guilt that you felt on all of this. And you know, like I said at the beginning, it's not on you, going back to, you know, what you were saying with basic... And having basic knowledge for your job.
Yeah.
You know, there are, especially in IT, there are a lot of people out there looking for jobs right now.
Yeah.
There are a ton of people. And you start to look at investment of time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Versus return.
Yeah.
And I hate to sound callous, but if this is something that is going to take a huge time investment just to get them to where they should have been on day one.
Yeah.
That's a problem. You know, they probably need to go. It probably will be in their best interest to not be there struggling and probably go back to find an easier, you know, job to where they can learn those skills, to go back to, you know, working for...
Because that's a good place to pick up handy skills.
I've things there. As frustrating as and as much as I hated working there, I learned things there. You know, and it helped me the job that I have now. It helped me get that job because I had that information now, because I had a little bit of experience.
Yeah.
Not just learning actually how to fucking control, you know, control X, but but just some time in the
field. You're controlling your exes.
Yeah, always. If you've met my exes, you'll know that's not possible.
I learned Turn Undead instead.
Yeah. Mm. But you know what I mean? Like just having some time in the field.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have that and you get dumped into a place where you're expected to excel at this level, maybe you shouldn't be there.
Right.
And that sounds callous, but it's, again, it's in the best interest for everyone.
For the
business, for you as a coworker, for the individual, everybody will benefit. I'm not saying that every individual has to be spit spot on day one and they have to walk in knowing everything. Clearly, there's going to be a learning curve.
Yeah.
But if they don't know how to copy pasta after a couple weeks,
oh my god,
they really don't belong.
Also, if they don't know what copy pasta means, that's something that you get at that new Italian restaurant, right?
Oh yeah,
it's just
can't understand cricket until you know what a crumpet is.
Yeah. There's no set in stone answer. Yeah. You know that this is the line between this and this. It's going to be a case by case thing. But it sounds like in this case,
and like
it was not a good
thing. A lot of the stuff that he was getting lined up for was stuff that involved digging into the BIOS and getting into
it sounds like
command line
ready for that
pixie booting stuff, which
ready for that.
I've spent the last 5 years learning, and I've always used command line and that kind of thing. So for me, a lot of that, even before the job, you know, of being in IT, the job experience of being in IT for a decade or more. A long time. I've used computers my whole life. And I think that's what's making me fit in at this current job.
Right.
But when... Yeah, with him... I mean, I guess I feel like you're probably right that maybe he's getting a different job where he doesn't feel like he's drowning.
Yeah, like
every
if
day.
You feel overwhelmed, you're not going to do well. Yeah. If you're going to start getting that anxiety feedback.
Yeah.
And that's nobody wants that. That's not good for anyone. And then you end up doing worse because you're stuck in your own brain
and you're freaked out and you're stressed out and it's not healthy. I interviewed for a job right before I got the job that I'm at now. And the person interviewing me wanted to run me through some just basic troubleshooting stuff.
Sure.
And one of the things was like, you know, somebody's internet isn't, you know, working. Mm-hmm. How do you troubleshoot? I was like, okay, well, you know, I'd make sure that the blah, you know, I just kind of started, and I'd make sure that the cable is plugged into the computer. What cable? You know, Ethernet cable. Okay, well, you didn't say Ethernet cable, so I wasn't. It was like, but like he wanted me to use all of the proper terminology for every, you know, and it was like, and I didn't get that job clearly because I was stumbling all over because I've never used the fucking proper terminology for all of
right.
The, you know, this goes in there, that goes in there. You know what?
Yeah,
what,
you matched the blocks to the
I know how to fucking fix it, but I just didn't have the vocabulary.
Right.
Gotcha.
And that was something they expected at this job, was having that vocabulary. If I were to get that job, I wouldn't have done very well at that job because I knew how to do the job, but I didn't have that I didn't have that key element that he wanted.
Right.
Whereas I turn around and I get this job at you know, where I'm at now.
Place, right.
Whatever the name of that
the place
is.
All three of us have right. worked under all three of us different names.
And that was the thing that didn't... You know how to do the job.
Yeah.
You know how to do the job. You could communicate both with, engineers and with clients. That's all you need to do, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was a good fit.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it sounds like he may be very competent in other things, but not competent in what this job specifically is looking for.
Right.
So it again is in his best interest to find a different job.
Yeah. Yeah.
But going back to you, you cannot fucking feel guilty about that. You are not the savior of the world. It is not your responsibility to your coworkers are not your responsibility. I don't know. Jay, stop. No.
I know that that's what you say.
No. Your coworkers are not your responsibility.
But you also say a hot dog is a sandwich.
James, he is an adult.
He is an adult.
And you trying to mother him does not help him.
No, and I understand that's not my job, but like...
I know.
I'm just
when I
watching your face go through everything while Salsa was doing that. I can't even. Oh God, that was good.
You can definitely feel, but I feel like shit when some of my coworkers get fired from a job. Yeah. Absolutely, but I don't feel guilty about it. It's not my fault. It's
not.
And honestly, at your current job, you really can't.
No, I can't. They've been dropping like flies.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, so, but no, it's, but you know what I mean, though. It's
part of it for me is more not necessarily guilt, but like sympathetic.
Is it survivor guilt?
Pain. No.
Okay.
No, because I feel like as dumb and haughty as it is, like I feel that I belong in the job that I'm at and that I have the skills to do it.
Doesn't feel that no. Sounds like you belong there.
But so it's not a matter of survivor's guilt. It would be like, you know, surviving a plane crash because you're the only one that watched the safety demonstration.
Yeah.
So, because I had my tray table. Okay, all right. Anyway, I feel bad for him because if he is still in that period of IT career where you work at call centers, mm-hmm. like as much as that taught me a fucking lot,
yeah,
those were some of the most stressful, fucking miserable, underpaid, shitty years of my entire life.
Oh yeah, it's awful.
And it lasts indefinitely until you can, it's like fucking Groundhog Day.
Oh yeah, it's
and every job is the same job over and over again. And uh-huh. I have recurring nightmares at these jobs where I have gone over my break by a minute.
Oh God, yeah.
And like
I've had that one. Yeah. But here's the thing. You did it, and you survived,
yeah.
and you learned, and now look where you're at.
For now. I'm there for now.
You gotta,
I'm a contractor.
But you got to put in the time in the trenches. You got to start at the bottom.
Yeah. If you
don't have to. Some people don't. But
if you don't practice your skills, you're not going to be able to play piano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you don't practice your chords, you can't play guitar, ukulele, mandolin, whatever. Yeah.
It takes 20 years to be an overnight success.
Yeah.
That,
I mean, there's that.
Yes. Very much so that.
I just...
You have empathy, and it's very sweet.
I just
and it's
wish
a thing that I value about you.
Certainly.
But empathy is a state of existence in the moment. It is not a long-term thing.
It is one of the reasons that I wish we had, and one of the reasons that I've like had discussions over beer, but discussions about having generalized training for IT careers so that people can enter IT workforce, you know, feeling more confident and more competent.
Yeah, I think they do have things like that.
They do, but they tend to be expensive or kind of...
No?
Most job centers have those.
Yeah, a lot of job centers have things like that. There's also... Oh, God, there's like a specific group where you can learn how to just build a computer out of old recycled parts.
Community education programs.
Community education. But this was even something outside of community ed.
I was also thinking like an IT union. Because what I will say is that one of the reasons that...
That sounds more like a guild than a union.
I think it's too big.
Yeah.
IT, in this day and age, IT is everything.
It is a lot. Big. But like, maybe separate unions for like call centers and... internal help desks.
You'd have to go down to area. Mm-hmm. You would have to like break it down even more. And then again, we do have community ed.
Mm-hmm.
We have I think like MN Workforce has all sorts of classes.
They absolutely do.
It's a matter of going and finding them. Mm-hmm.
It reminded me that I want to do that.
Because I can go do that.
When I was doing that for Regis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was incredibly rewarding, and I very actually measurably changed the trajectory of people's lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Those things do exist. Look into community ed.
Okay.
Those are things that you can absolutely do.
Workforce Center and see if you can at least start by volunteering some time with that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I mean,
because then you're helping people who have zero job, zero skill.
Who are literally in this person's position of trying to find a job and needing those skills.
Well, I think that's a good idea. I think that's a fucking
great. Salsa, we've saved James.
We had a good idea.
Yeah.
First one in nine years.
It took all three of us. But we had a good fucking idea.
Yeah.
If you, dear listener, have any feedback on what we just talked about and have something to say or something to add or even something that James can look into as far as you know, where he can go to teach these sort of things, send an email to feedback@aonpodcast.com. We would love to hear from you.
Or comment on the Facebook.
Or comment on the Facebook.
Yeah. The Facebook comments have been getting pretty good lately.
Some good traction.
Yeah.
Good stuff there.
Have an actual conversation with other listeners.
Or do both.
What?
It was probably about butts.
I mean, sometimes.
You just made it weird.
Well.
Made it weird?
Emphasize the weird?
Should we take a break, please?
I feel comfortable about it. Yeah.
All right.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Yeah. Woot. And Jenna's still gassy and phlegmy.
I had post con crud.
Mm.
And I just but haven't.
It's only after two weekends.
No, like I mean, we're talking after Convergence.
Oh, con crud. Sorry, yeah. Not fest crud.
Confluenza.
Yeah, I had post con crud that just hasn't. Like I've just been coughing, and I did the online thing a little bit ago, the virtual doctor thing. And the virtual doctor was like, well, it's only been a few weeks, so give another week or two.
Robert Picardo? Was it Robert Picardo, the holodoc from Voyager?
Yeah, I'd do him.
Me too, honestly.
Like, he just seems cuddly.
Yeah.
Right?
How about a Fast Five?
Fast Five.
I have no idea what the fuck that was going on there. For those that do not know how this works, you know how this works. But this is how this works. Yeah. You, the dear listener, sends us two emails. The first one contains five.
Five emails.
Five emails.
Each with two choices. Fucking shit. Oh, Stefan, please don't.
That's going to happen.
Actually,
now.
Please.
That's going to happen.
Maybe
now.
Do.
God damn it.
But then you'd have to send 10 emails. Because.
Send.
Each.
Two emails. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Or no. Or 15. Because the first would be like. This or second email. This.
Oh fuck!
Don't do that.
Oh, somebody's doing that now.
Fucking
A. Oh, also,
God. You send
you gotta
us
watch
two
you
emails. The first one contains five choices. We make our choices. Then we open up the second email and find out what it all means. Today's email comes to us from St. Man of the Destroyer.
Ooh.
I had to think of her name for a second.
Wow.
I know, it's been a while.
It has been.
Saint Man of the Destroyer sends in this Fast Five. I have to use a piece of paper because this was all in one email.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Saint Man is allowed to do that.
Yeah, that's accurate.
To be fair.
Yeah. Saint Man has been around long enough to be able to break the rules.
She's old school, yeah.
All right. Question number one.
Yeah.
Ding.
Angel or devil? I prefer angel food cake.
I was about to say, I think I prefer devil's food.
I was going to choose devil, but I love devil's food cake. I'm about it. Devil's food cake. I don't think that's necessarily the context, but
Oh, Good Omens. Who's more evil?
Well,
in the and here I'm thinking between heaven and hell specific.
Ooh, yeah.
Not Crowley and
right, yeah.
Because that heaven is pretty fucking awful.
Pretty yeah. They're brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, humanity are ants.
Yep.
And uncles. Deserved.
That's right.
I'm still going angel food cake.
I'm gonna go angel because I think the angels are worse in Good Omens.
Hmm.
I think that whole gross.
I am going to choose angel for a different reason. I was playing through Fable and somebody asked me, they were like, "Hey, did you choose good or bad?" And I stopped and a little halo appeared above my character and like tiny golden butterflies flocked to me and they were like, "Man, get fucked. Are you serious?"
I mean, whenever I play a game with a morality system, I inevitably do good.
Yeah.
I tried with Fable, because with Fable, I did play the whole way through, and I was just super good. I was an angel, you know, again, everything. And then I started playing over, because I was like, I'm going to find out what being evil is like. And I hated every minute of it.
Yeah.
This is the second time I'd done it, too, because the first time was with Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh,
where
sure.
I tried to go the bad route, and I got, like, 3 hours into it, I was just, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I can't.
It feels gross.
I can't do it. Some people really like my brother-in-law is like, ha, 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 ha. You know, he has fun doing it because that's not the way he is normally. But
I feel like
I can't.
Like, I'm fine with playing an evil character, like, on stage or like, in a context like that. But video game, I don't get to be as nuanced. And it's like, I don't get to work in, like, actual humanity motivations for being bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it also depends on who's making you do the choices. Like, you were talking in a much earlier episode of the podcast about playing Witcher and having to make extraordinarily difficult decisions.
There is no right choice.
Right. And and that's kind of more how life works. But, like, is it Peter Molyneux that made Black and White and Fable and that kind of stuff? Like, dude is very polarized as far as good and evil.
It's either like rescue the princess or burn down an orphanage. Those are your choices.
Yep.
Or with Witcher, even what looks like the right choice on the offset can sometimes be the greater evil in the long run.
Right.
And it's very nuanced and man, I had to really teach myself to let it go.
Yeah.
When playing The Witcher, because I would stress about those decisions every single... Like, I would be Googling the ramifications of each one, and I was just like... They stressed me out so bad, because... And again, there was never a good answer.
Yeah.
And so I finally just had to go fuck it and just live with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
It was an exercise in acceptance.
Yeah. All right. Question number two. Saltwater or Welsh?
Is there
so this is a taffy question, clearly.
I don't like taffy.
It's either saltwater taffy or the Welsh.
Colicky.
Which taffy do you hate? Which taffy do you hate more?
Colicky.
Well, I've only had one of them in my mouth. That's the saltwater kind.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Okay.
I thought you might, so I. It was clarify, best to clarify. Quick. Yeah.
Yeah. I have zero opinions on this matter. Let's go Welsh, because why the fuck not?
I'm going to go Welsh because taffy.
Aw.
Aw.
Question number three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Appy special.
Oof.
Or appetizer spesh. Yeah.
Oh, appy special, I can say without.
Yeah.
Oh. My body rejecting my baboon heart.
I think appetizer spesh makes me want to murder someone.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's the Malort of words.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, Malort is the Malort of words.
As an aside, I did say I ran into the Zesteras. Zesteras.
Mm-hmm.
Zesteras.
Zesteras. Zesteras. Zesteras.
Okay. But, yeah. So, ran into them Sunday at Fest.
Yeah.
It was Drew's birthday.
Oh.
Yes. I'm not going to tell that story. But it was delightful to run into them. And Dennis may or may not have offered me something from a flask. And I was like, I don't drink number one,
sure,
on street in character, but you know, some do, I don't. But number two, I just don't drink during the day,
right. Yep.
Unless it's whiskey for a throat thing, mm-hmm. Like, yeah. But they're like, it's not Malort. Like, good, like, I'm just like,
you're quite the salesperson.
I mean, that does make it better than what it could have been. So
that could just be every other thing slogan.
Every used
Chevy,
it's not Malort. Every used car salesman in the planet. Look, yeah, I know it's rusted and the fender's coming off, but it's not Malort.
Yeah, this baby can hold so much, not Malort. Shh.
It's not Malort, so...
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm going...
Now I want to design the Chevy Malort.
I don't...
Oh, God, no. No. I like you a lot as a person, James, but I might have to kill you before that happens.
So, yeah, I'm going with the second one being more nauseating.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one is... Ugh.
I'm going with the first
God,
is
I'm
something
replaying it in my
that
head.
I... would tolerate on a menu.
Fair enough.
Well, because, like, I would appreciate Appy Hour special.
And I have seen
kind
Appy
of funny,
Hour.
Kind of in an Applebee's kind of way.
It at least plays into a theme.
Right.
All right. Question number four. Serial killers?
Okay.
Or incest?
Which is grosser, and I'm gonna have to say serial killers.
I think, yeah.
Like incest is ugh, but like there's no ending of life.
But you're still alive and both people are technically agreeing to it?
Yeah.
I guess.
Hopefully.
Well, otherwise it's a
that's
different
rape.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go serial killers as well.
Yeah.
Alright. Five. Live insects or pool noodles?
I don't even know.
I have no fucking idea, which is why I'm going with pool noodles.
What the fuck?
Because pool noodles.
Pool noodles are super
that
fun.
That is Saint Manna.
Pardon
Saint
me.
Saint Manna the Destroyer?
Saint Manna the Destroyer. What the fuck?
There you go.
Okay,
much
thank
better.
You. All right. My apologies.
What the holy fuck?
let's see. Which one, skims water better?
Huh.
Which one's better?
Which one would you rather chew on?
Which one would you rather find by sitting down on a toilet?
I got to see two butts over the weekend, you guys.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good
I'm
butts?
I'm not gonna say whose. Oh, they were delightful.
I think I might know one of the butts.
You do know one of the butts.
It is delightful.
And actually...
Is it delicious and lovely?
I didn't check
the
last
taste.
Two. Okay. It's not a keyboard.
Thank you. Although possibly would strengthen the immune system. So,
okay.
Anyway, I'm going pool noodle because fucking I don't know.
Yeah.
If I opened a priv and it was full of pool noodles, I would laugh. If I opened a priv and it was full of live insects, I'm not using that priv.
Which
there
is
are very few times that live insects is actually the answer I want.
Which is a more amusing term for the male genitalia?
Ooh.
Pool noodle.
Pool noodle. Clearly.
Oh,
how the remaining, is it Koch or Koch or Koch? Brother,
Koch brother, yeah.
Yeah, the, which is a death that you would prefer to see him suffer? Death by pool noodles or death by live insects?
Pool noodles, I think.
Hmm, pool noodles would take longer, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know what they do, but it would be...
Yeah.
All right.
I'll go pool noodle.
Oh, which... should Casimir learn to swallow next?
Ooh.
In that case, live insects.
Huh.
Coward.
A pool noodle is massive. Are you
joking.
Kidding me?
They're huge and porous.
That's a bad idea.
It is.
And you say it like I haven't already eaten live insects.
True.
Okay.
There's you do devour 8 pounds of spiders every night while you sleep.
It's true. 8 pounds every night. Why
every
do you
night.
Think I have this body right here?
Mm-hmm.
This right here,
okay.
This is all spider.
Okay. Oh.
Yep.
So much of Salsa makes more sense when you think of him that way.
I don't want to...
think of him in any way.
In any way. Yeah. I don't... Ugh.
This butt right here.
That I would
spiders.
One believe. I would 100% believe that. That's
spider butt.
Spider butt.
Spider butt does whatever a spider butt does.
Question number one. Angel or devil? I said angel.
Okay.
Devil.
I think I said angel.
I went angel.
I think we all said angel.
Mm.
No, I thought you said devil.
No.
I changed my answer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which food cake?
Oh,
would you make for a church basement bake sale?
Devil's food.
If
devil's
I was
food.
Make, if I was gonna sell it, I'd do a devil's food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angel's food is too much work to not get the fruits of my own labor.
Yeah. Also, I think devil's food would sell better.
I agree. Chocolate is big.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Question number two: what's the best taffy, saltwater or Welsh?
Yeah.
I mean, the salt water, but I'm going to go with Welsh.
I mean, I feel like I can give saltwater taffy to friends. I don't feel like I can give the Welsh taffy to friends.
No.
But I can.
Yes, you can.
Awkward.
All right, question number three.
Yeah.
Appy special? Or
don't fucking
I'm gonna say it.
It.
I'm gonna say it. I have to. Appetizer special. Which is the most annoying menu header? Yes, we got this one right.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Appetizer special.
God. It's two letters. It's two fucking letters. Just put DIA.
Wouldn't that be three?
Yeah.
Math is hard.
Eel, yeah. Question number four.
You're thinking of eels now, aren't you?
The song That's Amore just went through my head.
All right.
Question number... Oh.
All right.
Serial killers or incest? What's the next group of white men 45 will defend as very nice people?
Oh.
I gotta go... He gives his own daughter the side eye. I gotta go incest.
I feel like he already has.
Yeah.
Well, but he's also already, like, rooted on fucking serial killers, too.
Also, huh? I mean, he kind of already has. Hasn't he?
But okay. That still, next would be...
I'm going to go incest.
It is coming up on
neither
an election
do I.
I don't
want
to play this game
neither
anymore.
Do I. Then answer something and we'll move on.
Yeah.
Serial killers.
Okay, question number five. Live insects or pool
incest.
Noodles? Which
Which item should Casimir the Hungry
yes!
add to his swallowing repertoire?
8 pounds of spiders.
I got to it eventually.
This butt right here is all spider.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Love
that explains
Saint
why he farts
Nana.
Webs.
Ooh.
Oh my god, that would be the best circus trick ever.
That
are you killing
me? Amazing. Halt, evildoer! Put your hands up! No! Why are you pulling down your... Why is this net smell so bad?
Oh, God.
It's
like
we
the
just...
bog of eternal stench, but, like, on you. Like,
it's the net of eternal stench.
Yeah, we found this purse snatcher stuck to a wall and crying loudly.
His eyes were watering really bad.
Now he's
also,
got pink
someone
eye.
Had constructed a cabinet around him.
Oh my god.
If you would like to send in a fast five, send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com.
Yeah,
the first one should contain nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us the context. Who's got a shout out?
I do.
Do it.
All right.
Shout out to Tim Wick, Eric Knight, Mike Hansen, and Spencer Faust, and Kyle Decker, because without those 5 people, this fucking event would have been absolutely unmanageable. And FUD, for that matter. Thank you to those 6 people.
For dumping this on you.
Well, he said from the outset, he was like, this is a shitty deal. And I will understand if you decline.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you to all of them. Nice. They were all fucking instrumental and rocked super hard.
Wait, they were on instruments?
No, that was Morning Wood.
Some of them. I mean,
Jenna?
I'm not going to kink shame.
Yeah, that's fair. I want to give my shout out to the Boothies.
Woo!
Because no matter what
current
else is...
Current and past?
Well, I was thinking specifically the ones that were there on Saturday night.
Okay.
But but just as a whole, Boothies are pretty awesome. They're a good, warm, welcoming group of people that mm-hmm. fucking know how to party.
Holy fuck.
Right. But, I mean... Even if I'm having just like an off day or a whatever, or I haven't been able to stop by for a while or anything, they're just so warm and welcoming and accepting. And they're like, hey, plus it was so delightful on Saturday to just be sitting around. I didn't necessarily have to interact. Like I was just accepted at whatever state I was at. And there was singing happening around me and conversation and booze. And then, like, towards the end of the night, I straddled a chair and got a back rub and, like, and even morning meeting. Like, all of it, just all of it is just so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, Boothies are love, and they are wonderful.
They are.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
I am going to give my shout out to some of the invisible people at the Renaissance Festival, the sound guys.
Oh, we have sound guys.
Yes, we do. they are the people who coordinate and run the audio for the stages, for the Feast of Fantasy. You know, they make sure that these speakers get set up. You know, you guys don't realize it, but there are speakers at Sherwood Stage, at Crown Stage, at Bakery Stage, in the Feast Hall. Like, all of these places have speakers that don't live there year-round, because that would be stupid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are people whose job... There are audio people whose job it is to get that sound equipment set up and, you know, make sure that...
Make it go.
Wireless mics work and audio sounds good and stuff like that. Specifically, Alan Weeks... he is somebody I've known for a long time, and his wife Kirsten is the fiddler for Fondazzi. But this year he's actually officially on
on the payroll of Festival as a sound guy. Like, that's his job. He shows up in the morning and he stands in the back of the audience during shows and he makes sure everything sounds good, and then he's off to another stage making sure they sound good and stuff like that. So, you know, just some of the people that you don't realize work out there. But without them, it would be a much less good experience, and they do good work. So, good on you guys.
I like it.
Yeah.
Who's got something to plug?
I don't.
Come see me at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
I was about to say, I work at the Ren Fair.
Casimir shows Sherwood Stage 11, 1, 30, and 4. And if you get tickets to the 2 o'clock Feast of Fantasy or the Pig and Swig or the wine show, I'll be there.
Cool. Wherever there is injustice, I will be there.
What do you say? Should we guys wrap this up?
Yes.
Oh, if you guys want to see me clean the showers between 1 and 2 every day.
Now I mean,
frogs do.
Actually, frogs. Yeah, I did. I had a frog sneak in the middle of cleaning a shower, which is disturbing.
It was
there.
That frog's friend who came in halfway through and was like, "So I hear that you." I was told to come. Oh, you know, say Hoppy sent me, and
it came in while I was doing my initial spray down, and I'm like, "Buddy, you got to get out of here because I'm about to bleach the shit out of everything." And so I tried to spray at him, and I got him, like, close to the door. Like, I'm not trying to hit him. I'm just trying to encourage him to get to the door.
Right.
And, like, yeah. So then I went over to the other shower to spray that down, and I came back, and he was gone. And I'm like, good, because I don't know how I was going to bleach this with a frog there. Like, that just wasn't...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sidetrack. So, yeah, if you want to watch me clean the showers between 1 and 2 in the Minnesota Renaissance Festival campground... Or come see me during office hours.
Step one, work at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
No, here's a plug. This weekend, for those of you that are after hours at the Renaissance Festival, tourney.
Yes. Oh, that's a really good fucking plug.
Yeah.
We have broken it into squires and knights, so if you are not confident in your ability, come and fence us. We will let you know where you belong.
Yeah, I wanted squires. They won't let me.
It might be because you're real good.
I didn't do that well last year.
Anyway. That's all good. Well, if there is nothing else, then thank you so very, very, very much for listening to Apropos of Nothing!
Yay!
On behalf of myself and Jenna and James, thank you so very much for listening, and eat the fucking cake.
I love you, bye.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.